Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
The weekly gathering place for over 1 million freedom-loving gun owners. The most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. Only God knows why. Welcome to it.
I'm pissed off.
Well,
I'm really, really pissed off.
Okay.
I'm tired on the social media of hearing people again with the Sweeney thing that they can't make it, they can't do this, they can't do that. We need over 1,000 people to show up. RecallSweeney.com. I made a commitment, a personal commitment, to fund at least $5,000 in donations to the RecallSweeney.com campaign. If you all can't get off your asses and give a dollar, $10, and you big hitters out there that are friends of mine and Gunfire supporters, cut a check for $1,000. Email Alexander Rubian on the Recall Sweeney site and ask how you can help. There are other ways you can help. You might
want
to contribute to the donuts.
Money.
Right. Maybe you want to pay for the donuts and coffee the day of the rally.
Right. Right.
Maybe you want to do something else to help defray the cost of this monumentous task that we have at hand. I'm pissed off. This is our one shot. And now I'd like to introduce our guest, Alexander Rubian.
Aren't you happy you're sitting right next to him?
Sweeney.
I thought Sweeney was going to be on the show.
Sweeney was on 101.5.
Oh,
everybody
hear
how that went?
Oh, he was on 101.5.
Yeah,
Wait, the good news is no one listens to 101.5, so there's like 17 people who listen to
That's all right. It went viral on social media.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, Sweeney called in because they questioned him because he said he's not going to put the bill up.
He phoned in.
Yeah.
He's
not going to put the bill up to vote where we can pump our own gas. So 101.5 was like, well, shouldn't the people decide? Shouldn't we put it up for vote? Well, I'm the Senate president. I do what I want. If I don't want to put the bill up for vote, I don't put the bill up for vote.
Yes, Your Highness.
Exactly. Yeah.
His exact words. He goes, I don't think it's an important issue to discuss right now. But the 2 weeks before then, he pushed forward the bill that would ban having sex with animals in New Jersey.
Wait a minute. We needed a ban for this?
We needed a ban. He thinks it's important.
Holy shit. And
to ban having sex with animals.
Half his sex life is gone now.
Yeah, to ban bestiality. So he thinks it's important ban bestiality.
We're going on a very... We're headed off a very bad track here.
And what else is new?
Yes, this is very
true. He did. I'm just reporting the facts.
Yes.
2 weeks later, I don't think it's an issue in New Jersey. It's not important about the gas bill. Listen,
this is a big problem here in New Jersey? No wonder.
Yeah.
No wonder everyone's leaving 10,000 people a day leaving the state of New Jersey.
No.
High taxes and no bestiality.
No bestiality.
Seriously, right?
You can't make this stuff up.
This
is what I keep telling people. He's such an easy target. And as people start
he's
to wake
such
up.
A buffoon.
Yeah, he is a buffoon. I mean, he's an idiot. He really is.
But wait, we elected him, so who's the bigger buffoons?
Yeah. All right, but listen, everybody. The machine needs to be oiled.
Yes.
$10, $50, $500, $1,000, $5,000. Alexander, what's the best email for people to contact you?
RubianRoubian@recallsweeney.com.
Can they get it right from the recallsweeney.com
page? Absolutely.
Okay,
go to recallsweeney.com, contact us.
How can I help? I have an uncle that owns a Dunkin' Donuts. I have a cousin that has a bagel store. I own a bagel store.
Absolutely.
I want to donate.
Right.
I want to do this.
I've received tons of emails.
I have a printing company.
Yep.
I can make signs.
Yep.
I can print out flyers. Our buddy Mike D from
Woodland
Park.
Me and my kids can show up and do something.
Exactly.
Mike D from Woodland Park volunteered his printer so we can run 10,000 copies and flyers off, color and everything.
From Woodland Park.
He lives in Woodland Park. He donated
200 miles away from Sweeney's district.
Correct. I committed $5,000 to help seed this. I want to see other people come forward. We need unity and activism.
Absolutely.
Okay, Craig Zilovsky always says that. Unity and activism is the key. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, I want everybody to rally. June 27th, 9 a.m. Sandy and I are going to get up 5 o'clock in the morning to get down here. It's two and a half, three-hour drive for us.
Exactly.
We're going to be down there. We're probably going to do a remote radio show from there. We haven't discussed it yet, but I just got this look from Sandy because I put him on the spot now. But,
hey, I'm not the engineer.
Okay, we'll probably do a recall.
Once the engineer gets the shit there, we're good.
We'll have him with us.
Absolutely.
We'll do a Recall Sweeney special. right from down there to rally the troops, help out, go out and get signatures, whatever we got to do.
Let me clarify. I mean,
please.
I've been getting a tremendous amount of support from everybody. Of course, there's naysayers out there.
F them.
They.
I got to well, say, F
always,
them.
There is yeah. always Alexander. There's always going to be. I mean, people laughed at Edison. So and they stood on the banks and laughed.
This is the first thing that Tim Knight warned me about: is ignore the naysayers, stay away from the pessimism. Everyone's going to tell you, or people are going to tell you that it can't happen until it's done. Right. And I mean,
and then they'll take take claim for it.
They'll take claim for it. But you have to ignore the naysayers because they'll drag you down and they'll beat you with experience.
Yes,
you know these people are armchair generals.
Yep.
You know, and this is all they do.
They're turkeys get involved with the eagles. Unfortunately, the eagles fly and the turkeys can't.
Correct.
And I just have to emphasize here, you know, we have this obligation to fight back. You know, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. We will never have this chance to do this again. And Emerson once said that when you strike at a king, you must kill him.
Absolutely.
And that's what we have to do here.
Oh, absolutely.
We have one shot, and we better get it done. I don't care what it takes. I had a friend of mine run a campaign. He was running for Board of Ed against this person that nobody said he had the closest chance of doing. He personally, over a few months, knocked on 14,000 doors. And unfortunately, he didn't win, but he only lost by 85 votes.
Oh, my goodness.
A person that usually wins, the incumbent that wins by tens of thousands of votes, he personally knocked on 14,000 doors over the summer and just lost by 85 votes.
We can do this because this is how our system was set up by our founding fathers.
We have it easy. We're reaping the benefit of the blood and the sacrifice that our founding fathers did. Go to Arlington Park, Arlington National Museum, and tell those people that died for our freedoms that they're too busy because they're going to a barbecue or
a kid's baseball game.
Or whatever.
What are you really doing between 9 in the morning and 3 in the afternoon on a Saturday anyway?
One Saturday in your life.
Seriously, that could change the game forever in New Jersey. Yes.
Exactly. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. That's the
forever.
Point.
Believe in it and be there.
Exactly. If you can't go to your barbecue at 12 o'clock because it starts at 12 and you show up at 3, it's probably not going to be a good part of your barbecue anyway.
Right. And I'm not going to be there, so how good can it be? Seriously.
Actually, that might even just enhance it.
Enhance it.
All right, we'll be back in a minute. For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
Becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed.
And what better way to say I love you than giving the ones you love a gift to keep them safe? Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees.
Lipstick Bodyguard. Fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
And this segment is brought to you by Montville Executive Suites. The website is montvilleoffice.com. Ron Sousa has 38 furnished private offices, telephone answering, mail receiving, forwarding, meeting rooms, and the ability to hold seminars and events for up to 70 people. Visit montvilleoffice.com for as little as $58 a month. You can get started in a professional environment. Ron just walked out of the studio 2 minutes ago. He's talking to Alexander and me. Again, he's another one. What do you need? What are we going to do? What's going on? I'll be there that morning. He's got a busy life and everything, too. He's ready to cut some checks. Ron, you better cut a fat check. I'm going to have Alexander emailing me an Excel sheet of what everybody's donating. If I'm not happy, I will be breaking plate glass windows on people's businesses. MontvilleOffice.com. Please show your support. So, we're back. So, talk about Timothy Knight, talk about Ted Nugent, and talk about everybody else.
Listen, Tim Knight has been instrumental. Everything that he's been helping us with is becoming successful. Everything he's been guiding us with from his experiences leading the successful Colorado recall has been instrumental in pushing us forward. Also,
this is critical, Alexander, because you've got somebody who's already been down this path before.
Exactly. Yep.
This is what the naysayers have to understand. This is what everybody in our audience really has to understand is this is not something that you just dreamed up. This is something that is has been orchestrated, has been proven to work, and you've got the guide leading you hand by
can
the
I,
hand.
Can I interrupt for a second? Timothy Knight reviewed our recall paperwork compared to Colorado's. Alexander, tell him what his opinion was.
Him, as well as two members from his team, all reviewed the laws with me and said they wish that they had the New Jersey recall laws in Colorado, because what they spent over $200,000 in court fighting and challenging or being challenged on, we already have codified.
Oh.
Everything is there. He goes, your law is like so well laid out and perfectly planned.
Just that no one ever had the balls to execute
and
it.
Exactly. And, you know, let me emphasize.
The stones, excuse me.
And you've got, unfortunately, you've got the mindset of the Sweeneys who have been in power all this time, who are shoving it in our faces.
Yeah. Thug mentality.
Saying, you have this, but it's never going to affect me.
Thug mentality.
Let me make something clear. We're going to make this happen one way or another. You're either going to be with us or you're not.
Right.
If I have to personally knock on the 40,000 doors, I will do it.
I will do it too.
I will do it. I will, you know, I already live down there. I will go every Wednesday, Thursday, plan with people to go and knock on doors every weekend. Like I said, I had a friend of mine, he ran for Board of Ed in his town. He personally knocked on 14,000 doors. And he only won. He only lost by 85 votes against a really powerful incumbent. Now imagine he had 2, 3, 5, 10 people on his team. He would have. Right. He would have won. He would have slammed it out of the park.
One other person. He would have gotten.
I mean, I've gone through the numbers. If just 100 people showed up on the rally and they went out, in worst case scenario, every campaign I've ever worked on, worst case, I've collected maybe 100 to 120 signatures. Or knocked on 20 doors in one day. And that was on really bad terrain, very hilly areas. I mean, so if every person collected 100 signatures, worst case scenario, that's 10,000 right there.
Right.
Tell me mathematically, and I can guarantee you right now, I have a solid team, but we need more. We need to walk.
Sure.
We need to do this.
Yeah.
The weekend after is 4th of July.
If we were to get 1,000 people there. Just the 1,000 people gathered together with the same energy.
I want 5,000.
Yeah. If the
we had 5,000 in the pouring sideways
rain.
In the
exactly. Just to sit there and chant while they were still screwing us in the behind the scenes.
Keeping us out of the bathrooms.
July 4th is the weekend after. Imagine celebrating all summer knowing that we're getting this guy, this thug, out of office. Let's make June 27th New Jersey's Day of Independence that we stood up and kicked this tyrant out of office and started making progress in our state.
Yes, take New Jersey back.
Let's take New Jersey back. Let's celebrate that on June 27th. I was at the NRA convention in April. I mean, I'm not going to be concerned about who or who is not doing what. But all I have to tell you is that I spoke and hung out with Ted Nugent. He knows about what's going on. He read about it in the Breitbart article. He knew what we were doing. And Monday morning, I came back and he called me and he left me a phenomenal message. And that's the kind of support that I'm proud of.
Right.
And now he's working with me. We're constantly talking. And he's like, come out to my ranch. I want to go shooting. Let's have some fun. I'm like, Ted, listen, I am committed to this. I am not going anywhere until it's done. So don't tell me that you're going to go to some little barbecue or a little graduation party when Ted Nugent himself is inviting me out to his ranch to hang out with A-list celebrities and that I don't have the time to do that.
Right.
You know, like I'm making a sacrifice.
There'll be plenty of time to do that afterwards.
There will be plenty of time. We can celebrate and we can have our heads high. You know, whoever is going to participate in this, we're looking to get plaques made, certificates made, so that forever you can say, I was part of this change in New Jersey.
I was there.
I made it happen.
Yep. Right.
You know, and that's something like, you know, people collect like civil rights. Civil War relics.
Yeah.
You know, maybe 100 years from now, people will be like, oh, is that from the recall?
Yeah.
I want that badge.
That's where it all started. Yeah. Because we are going to show the state legislator the corrupt New Jersey thuggery that is the state legislature.
Exactly.
That we, the people, are still in charge.
I was doing some more research, and I found all these college classes being taught on recalls that were done in New Jersey for Board of Ed members, for council members. One mayor was recalled in 1984 in Atlantic City, and they put a Republican in 1984. Imagine when we do this, college classes
being taught about
our activism, what we did. People will forever be talking about this nationally and on a state level of how we took back our state.
And the cool thing is momentum is in our favor. Look at what's going on now in the national scene. Mm-hmm. What's going on in D.C. They're ready to overturn. A judge overturned the issue.
In D.C. That has ramifications through all the states,
absolutely,
by the way,
including New Jersey.
Correct. It's coming soon.
We can wait for lawsuits, and people say that why aren't we doing this? Listen, other people do that phenomenal. I'm not going to compete against the Nappins, who are experts in lawsuits, who are
that's
top
their
lawyers.
Thing. That's
that
their
is
thing.
Their thing.
This thing here is all about us speaking back against tyranny.
Tyranny, exactly. You know, listen, it took over 5 years to build the World Trade Center. It took only 5 minutes to knock it down. Sweeney's been in office for 10, 15 years. We can knock him down out of office in one afternoon.
Right.
Listen, you talk about the D.C. ruling. The judge said part of the D.C. gun law is unconstitutional. And they also used the word scheme, which is what John Hoffman, the acting AG in New Jersey, calls our gun permitting process a scheme. This has ramifications for all 50 states, especially the states that are, anti-gun, like New Jersey and New York. So this is going to help us also in the Peruta case.
Yes.
Okay, because there's more precedent being set across the board. So momentum for national reciprocity and national carry is definitely, definitely gaining ground. Now, with all of this going on and the focus on the media with who's going to run for president and Hillary and this one and that one, this is our chance. Because right now, all right, we have Ted Nugent, we have Timothy Knight from Colorado, and Alexander has a bunch of other people, heavy hitters that are backing us. But when this starts to grow and start, to, like Sandy said, the snowball and gain momentum, watch what's going to happen. People are going to step in, and we're going to get more media attention. Besides Breitbart, we'll be on Fox News. You'll be on Fox News in the morning. Because this is going to show people that it can be done.
Yes. Exactly. Yes. Right. This is just the beginning. People are like, so what? You knock out one Democrat. No.
That's the beginning.
This is the beginning.
Yeah. He's the first in the dominoes.
You don't think I have a list of other people? And once we get this done, there's districts that are far easier.
Right.
That people are, I mean, they literally win by 800 votes.
Once you take out the chief thug, everybody else is going to go run with their tail between their legs, because the only thing a politician cares about is keeping their hand in the till.
That's the only
That's
thing
really all it is.
Exactly.
They go in paupers and come out multimillionaires.
He would forever be known as the Senate president who was recalled.
Right.
Did you listen to the 101.5 interview when he went from being the most arrogant, stuck up, thug,
bully
to, like, when he's on the radio,
this is how he sounds.
He sounds like a,
well, Dennis, you called me, and you know I am the Senate president, and this is, I didn't know it was him. The first 5 minutes I thought it was
he
a scam.
Sounded like a punished school kid, like sent to the corner of the room. You know,
did you know he's how hubris? I did a good impersonation.
That was a very good impersonation.
Do you know how hubris he is? There was a filing that he was not mandatory but responsible to do with this recall campaign. He didn't do his part, right?
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Wait, let's talk about that when we come back.
Okay. All right.
In a minute.
For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers at each port are bulletproof. They're extra wide ports so two people can stand side by side and shoot. There's lights in the ports, so you're well lit. We also have three times as much light down range that the average range would have, because I believe it's important that the targets are well lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out, and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction, and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left, you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right, we have two smaller classrooms. And those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house, with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids, and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids, and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family, so the bathrooms are very high-end. We used marble and Corian and really nice tile and full-length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
No rules, no apologies, no holding back. Gun for Hire Radio, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. 4 years running.
Freedom. Really don't.
It hasn't been out for a while, right?
Since this morning.
Okay, this segment's being brought to you by
Waldorf Chiropractic. Yes. WALDORFCHIRO.com, Waldorf Chiropractic in Bridgewater, New Jersey. Eric, I want to know how big the check is that Eric Waldorf sends you for Recall Sweeney. You hear me? Eric Waldorf's check. Doc, you're listening to me. If you or anyone you know is within a 30-mile radius of Bridgewater, New Jersey, check out Waldorf Chiropractic.
Welcome to the extortion hour.
Eric has published his own book, Yes, Chiropractic Can Help You. He is the best, WaldorfChiropractic.com. His Facebook page is Waldorf Chiropractic, Waldorf Family Chiropractic. If you can't go to him because he's 70, 80 miles away, refer family and friends.
Just
and
like
go
him
and
on
thank
Facebook.
Him.
Yeah.
Like him on Facebook. Whatever you can do. Doc, cut a check, recallsweeney.com. I will be reading out the donations, okay?
At least offer so Sweeney a full chiropractic adjustment.
You don't want to be.
After we get him out of
you don't want to
be. He's
going to
need it.
He's going to need it.
Embarrassed. You don't want to be embarrassed. Okay. All right. Listen. So Sweeney had to file something in response to the recall. You told me this 2 nights ago when you were here. Tell me.
Yeah. And he didn't even file a response. That's the kind of person that he is.
Wow.
So luckily,
now, it wasn't mandatory.
It wasn't mandatory. You know, it was optional. However, you know, which is good because if he didn't file a response and we had to wait for it, we would have to sue him and blah 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 and go to court. But he acknowledged he received it because of the certified mail, but he didn't care.
He just poo-pooed it.
Yeah. This is the thing. He's laughing at us. He's telling us, bring it on. So let's bring it on.
Like
guys.
They did in Colorado.
Yeah, like they did.
He invited it. Exactly like they did in Colorado.
That's exactly what
they
John Morse.
They laughed in the media. They sat there and said, these people are idiots.
I was talking to Tim. He told me that was their response too. John Morse, who was their Senate president, when they were going to file the paperwork to recall, and he said, bring it on. Let's do, you know. Okay. You know, it seems like a common trend with these arrogant,
yes,
you know, tyrants,
yes,
who think
not
they're
hard
untouchable.
To take them down, right?
And
I think the momentum is perfect. This is probably an historical time. We really have the ability right now, and the momentum. People are pissed off.
Exactly. This is
right
historical.
Now. Yeah. This is going to be a historical moment. I mean, it couldn't have been better demonstrated when literally 101.5 from 8 o'clock in the morning till 8 o'clock at night, every show was hammering Sweeney. Hundreds of people were calling up, furious that this guy was making this unilateral decision for them. And in essence, saying, you're too stupid to pump your own gas.
This is,
and this isn't a matter...
The progressive mindset is you're too stupid,
yeah,
so we need to make the decisions
for
you.
That's a classic.
Thank you, mommy and daddy.
That's exactly what it is. And it's not a matter of you're going to lose your ability to have your gas pumped for you. All this is doing is giving the option to say one line can be self-serve, one line could be full service. And even then, Sweeney doesn't even want to have people hear that.
Right. He doesn't want to bring it up to a vote because it's not important to him. He doesn't represent people. He represents him.
He represents.
That's exactly what I.
You know the.
I called up several times and I made it very clear to them what kind of person Sweeney is.
All right. Now, while we're hot on this, talk about the 27th. We can't disclose the location yet for personal reasons.
And we don't need to be.
We don't need to
because we don't want our permits pulled or anything.
Right. Yeah, we don't want something all of a sudden magically happening that, by the way.
Because this is how that particular group works.
Yes.
That's exactly how
they're thugs.
So, Alexander, without further ado, just tell them what county it's in and what to expect, to be there, what we're going to do. Just go through it a little
bit. 9 o'clock sharp. You have to be there. Everything is planned.
We'll be announcing closer to the date, the location. Yes.
Just sign up for the news. Sign up as a volunteer. Doesn't mean that we're going to be inundating you all the time with information. Just we're going to be sending out an email. We're going to be
keeping you posted because you need to know.
Exactly. Well, we have complimentary bagels and donuts and coffee.
Because you fat bastards got to eat carbs.
Everyone's messaging me like, well, what about sandwiches?
And could you believe this shit?
Seriously?
Brown bagging.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Let's not worry about this.
This is what we're concerned with?
This is exactly...
Let's not worry about that.
If you could only go through my emails.
But again, our listeners have family or friends that own a business that can help, I'm telling you, between signs and printing, please let Alexander
let
know.
Let people know.
Please.
If you have a pizzeria down there saying, hey, whoever's helping on the recall, come down, get a free slice of pizza for lunch. You know, Anthony's offering, a range time or something?
Yeah, we're going to give free range time passes to volunteers.
I mean,
so
that's
a free hour worth $25. Listen, Josh Shager. He's a technical master on the internet. Jan Nepper with Twitter feeds and stuff like that. Volunteer your time and services and help him out. Let's get this to the next level, okay?
Especially social media. If you've got an expertise in social media, and I don't care where you are in the country, please volunteer your time. Let us know. Contact Alexander.
Exactly.
Let them know that you have something that you can contribute.
Now, you've got...
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Yeah, we have an option here. We can make this a sprint or we can make this a marathon. It all depends on you coming out.
I want a sprint.
Yeah. If we can have it done in one day and enjoy the rest of the summer, or we can be working the whole summer because only 20, 30 people are helping out. You know,
I don't think that's going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
I think a lot of people, because there's a lot of fervor here. And what's exciting to me is the fact that people are angry. People are starting to get pissed off for their own reasons.
Don't fall into that logic of, I'll just expect someone else to do the work for me.
Right, because it isn't going to happen.
Yeah, there was an assembly person to Kroos. I was I got an email from someone saying how they won their first campaign by one vote.
One vote.
One vote.
That's
and
all
I looked
it, takes.
It up in election history. It was one vote.
Wow.
Imagine we don't get the recall done because one person didn't sign.
Right.
I mean, how pissed are you going to be that you didn't commit your time and you one person could...
Because if it was the other side, they'd be out in the cemetery copying names down.
And if you people live in New Jersey and you didn't make a donation or volunteer yet, shame on you because how many donations have you gotten from out of state?
A lot.
Oh, yeah.
All right? A lot.
Yeah,
it's embarrassing if you live here and you haven't kicked in yet.
I have to say, again, to plug our audiences, we have the finest audience.
Absolutely.
This is a group of people who are just wonderful.
When this is done, you guys are probably, Politic or New Jersey will probably write an article how you guys are probably the most influential political powerhouses in New Jersey because of your efforts.
It is not us. It is the listening audience. Yeah. They love people tune into this show. God only knows why. You know it what? Can't be the content.
All of our listeners, again, because we need to oil this machine. Think about this. In 2 years, Christie's going to be gone. Full up, our Sweeney is going to be governor. Mm-hmm. Loretta Weinberg is going to introduce 50 anti-gun bills. But what's his name?
That's the, not
the
assembly, theory.
The speaker. Who's the speaker? What's his name?
This
Greenwald.
Supposition. Greenwald.
They're going to come up with 50 to 100 anti-gun bills.
But that's not your opinion. That's a fact.
It's a fact.
It's a fact.
We know
Weinberg, they know that.
I have
They've
the newspaper
it.
Article.
Voiced it.
Weinberg said that when they get a new Democrat governor in, they're bringing everything black plus some.
Right.
So I don't want to hear this. BS.
It goes back to what you said. If you're going after the king, you've got to kill
him.
King.
We got to knock him out.
You know, you guys can donate. What's the cost of a box of ammo? $15 to $20.
Right.
How about this? How about donating what the cost of your next gun was going to be? Because you ain't going to be able to buy another gun in 2 years.
Let me give you two examples.
Right.
All right. One guy called me yesterday and said, "Listen, I would love to be there. I booked a cruise 6 months ago." But
all right, send a check.
Yeah, he goes, "I'm going to send you $100. I hope that money you can use to procure 5 more volunteers through social media and advertising that, you know, can replace my, you know, my space that I'm not going to be there, because my fiance and I would have loved to have been there, but we booked this cruise. There's no way we can cancel it." Story number two.
Wait. He should cancel the trip for him and her. Donate the tickets. We could raffle them off to raise money for anyway.
Yeah,
but
we're happy with
anyway. Go ahead, Alex.
Story number two. And I've been getting a lot of these, and this makes me very happy. This makes me very proud. This is making me wake up every morning. I have another member of ours. He called me up. He goes, "Listen, we had a trip booked to Lake George for the weekend for the week. What I did was," and this is a guy, he doesn't have a lot of money. He told me they had to wait till they paid off his wife's car before they can start saving up to buy his wife's gun to even apply. So I'm sure every paycheck, every dollar matters to the family. So he said, "We have a family vacation planned to Lake George. I'm giving my wife the car to drive up that Friday, because that's what we originally planned." He goes, "But I'm going to stay here. I rented a car. I'm driving down Saturday morning. I'm going to work till 5. You know, from 9 a.m. till 5, I'm gonna be committed to you guys. And then I'm driving 8 hours to Lake George so I can see my family for vacation."
Wow.
Okay,
and that's what
that's
we need.
That's the kind of stories that we need.
That's what we need.
That's the kind of commitment.
Listen, I'm canceling a manicure for that day.
I mean, listen, we're all, you know, I'm sure we have a lot of great opportunities. One of my friends owns a 170-foot yacht on the Hudson, right? Every weekend they're partying on there. He's a major hedge fund guy on Wall Street. You don't think I want to be on the yacht with him partying, enjoying my life? No, but
everybody's got stuff to do.
Everyone has stuff to
one
do.
Day.
I'm sure you guys have
everybody's
stuff to
got
do.
Stuff
one
to
day.
Do.
It's one day.
One day.
Half a day.
One day. I told Ted Nugent called me up because I had these people coming. I'm not going to mention the A-list celebrities. "Can you come out this weekend?" I'm like, "No. Every weekend, I'm committed to the recall until it's done."
Look, we're on the 27th, to paraphrase our founding fathers, we're either going to hang out that day together or they're going to hang us out individually.
This one day can turn into a yearly party every June 27th.
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine that?
Could you imagine that? Like,
wow.
And then the next weekend we have 4th of July.
Oh, and I want to discuss something right now while it's hot on my mind. By the way, Alexander, we have 5 more weeks to go. There'll be 4 more shows before the rally. He'll be on probably at least 2 more times. Anybody out there listening, if you have any fundraising ideas or you have any other ideas like that, let us know. But we're going to need you to volunteer to help, because you can't do everything.
Right.
All right?
If you're in the ad specialty business,
I'm fighting a lot of legal stuff. My business and stuff is going on. But recallsweeney.com, recallsweeney.com. What I wanted to say, when I come back, I want to talk about dress code, attitude, and demeanor at the rally and the petition drive.
Absolutely. Time and memories. The two most precious things you can give someone. No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices. No interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present, and no present like time. Step through their doors, and you'll feel time stand still.
It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell is the perfect day. And perfect memories are made from perfect days. Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, where family memories begin. And this segment's being brought to you by Philly Firearms Academy, Philadelphia's concealed carry permit processing experts. You'll find them on the web at phillyguntraining.com and in person at 933 Spring Garden Street. That's their brand new location, directly across the way from the Philadelphia Gun Permits Unit. They didn't move far, right next door, and expanded 10 times the size. Go see Jose. You can reach him directly at jose@phillyguntraining.com, or you can call him at 215-765-SAFE, 765-SAFE.
Jose Morales handles the electronic work, putting our radio show up. That's why it was late Sunday, by the way. He had multiple excuses. Yeah, it went up Sunday afternoon as opposed to Saturday night or Sunday morning.
Yeah, he's the one who's got to take the actual broadcast feed and do whatever it is he does
it
to
takes
it
30 seconds.
Yes, and put it. It doesn't take 30 seconds.
All right, it takes a minute and a half. Okay. So Philly Gun Training, he's in...
PhillyGunTraining.com. He's on Spring Garden in Philadelphia, directly across the way from the Philadelphia Firearms Gun Section, which is where you go to get your Philly firearms carry permit. But if you go there first, Jose will lead you through the absolute nightmare of filling out the very complicated forms.
And tell you the laws.
And he'll lead you right by the hand and give you some good tips. And he's the guy you want to go to for training afterwards.
PhillyGun training.com. Now, I haven't even spoken to Alexander about this yet, and I'm going to let him talk dress code in a minute, but a couple of things. After the rally, we're all going to break up and we're going to go get signatures in that district. I smoke cigars. We shouldn't be smoking or dipping or chewing or spitting saliva, brown saliva, into a Snapple iced tea bottle. I'm not going to smoke a cigar and go door to door with cigar breath. I'm going to make sure I mouthwash and put some hand cream on my face and stuff so I don't radiate that smell. We're going to need everybody, you know, shower up, groom really well. How would you like people to dress?
Dress professional. I mean, it doesn't have to be like a suit. Just, you know, nice jeans,
khaki pants,
chinos. Button down, a nice polo. You know, as much as we want to wear the camo and all that jazz.
No NRA, no camo, no gun stuff, from my cold dead hands.
Yeah. Right. Dress professional.
No t-shirts that say,
no slogan t-shirts, just wear comfortable shoes. You know, I mean, we're developing a new website. Hopefully, it'll be done in a couple days. You know, wear comfortable shoes. We're going to put all this on there. Make sure you bring your car charger with you, because you're going to have to use your navigation from your cell phone or whatnot to go to these addresses. Most of the lists, you go to one block and you just run up and down. You know, don't pack a van with people. We need people to drive around to collect the signatures and go to different locations. It's pretty rural down there, so.
Yeah, it is rural.
Now, think about this. He said comfortable shoes, right? Think about yourself. It's a Saturday morning. You're raking your front lawn, and someone's going to come up to you and ask you to sign a petition. What would you want that person to look like to be presentable to you?
And yes, so you're not frightened of them.
And I'm not going to stereotype, but no Harley shirts, no Boot Hill Saloon shirts, no biker shirts, you know. Listen, I wouldn't even wear
No gun for hire shirts.
No Spartan race shirts or anything. You know, Alexander said it right. A button-down shirt or a golf shirt, a polo shirt, a pair of shorts and chinos. You know, because it might be hot out. Yeah. You know, it's June 27th. It's not going to be that bad, but. You know, dress appropriate. Let's look presentable. Listen, I know you're going to get to the end of the block and smoke a cigarette. Just make sure you have some mints with you
or
something.
And don't throw the butt of the cigarette on the person's lawn.
Obviously. I mean, the majority of our people are good, God-fearing people. Yeah, exactly. But again, we want to make that presentation. And also, there's probably a good chance that the media is going to be on our ass. They're going to be at the rally, and then they're going to be following us around. Mm-hmm. You know, and present yourself well. Alexander, the next time he comes on, is going to have some talking points that are going to be on the website, too. Because what they're going to do is, I told this story a long time ago. I went to Louisville, Kentucky, to the NRA convention. I was sitting outside with my ex-significant other and watching the media, and they were letting people walk into the convention center. And anybody who had a golf shirt and was clean cut, they let them walk by, and they stopped all the guys with missing teeth and long beards and the kill them all, let God sort them shirt. And what they did was they asked them their opinion on guns and Obama and this, and that's what they're going to do to us. So we don't want to be that guy or girl.
Forget about the NRA convention. I mean, I think it was a year or two ago when we were all down in Trenton testifying. We're all dressed professional. We're all wearing suits. And it was probably 700 people down there. Anthony, you were there. What is and the media picked the one guy wearing a colonial outfit with like a My Cold Dead Hands and like, you know, this weird hat, you know, looking like he was from the 1800s.
Dude, I produce television. That's the guy I want.
Yeah. And they put him on the cover of the Star Ledger saying gun nuts, you know, outraged in Trenton.
Of course. Listen. It's the story that you're going after. You're fomenting this story.
Remember when we went to Trenton, we went to rally, people brought their kids because they want their kids to learn the system, right? Mm-hmm. Bring your kids. Yes. Bring your wife. Yes. Women. Yes. Sandy.
Good point.
Sherry.
Good point.
We want women in attendance.
Kids.
Bring your kids.
Bring
Listen,
your kids to
if
make
I was
history,
raking
to be
on
understanding
my front,
what this is like.
If I'm raking on my front lawn and a guy walks up with a young
with a kid
with a petition,
absolutely.
I'll talk to him.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're absolutely
Bring your,
right.
Let your kids learn the process. Let them be a part of this. When your kids are going to college, they're going to say, I was part of that recall effort.
Exactly.
When I was 7 years old, my mom and dad brought
there.
Me.
Here's the plaque. Here's a certificate that my father got, my mother got, because they made this change.
That memory that is in that child's mind will get them to understand that you are not a serf. This is not a serfdom. This is something that we need to teach our kids now, because it is being taught quite the opposite. You know, thanks to Common Core.
Look at that kid that got suspended because he had the Nerf bullet.
Yep, in New Jersey.
In New Jersey.
Yeah, right.
Like, you want to talk about the pussification of America? Yesterday, the Boy Scouts banned water pistols because they said to point a water pistol at someone is not kind.
It's mean. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay? They banned it.
Isn't the purpose of a super soaker to soak you down on a hot day?
You
Isn't that why we play?
They banned water pistols.
Oh, they should ban hose nozzles.
Of course, because you're pointing something
at garden
someone.
Hose?
A garden hose?
Listen, we were just talking about the future, our children, grandchildren, things like that. It's easier to invent the future than to predict it. And right now, we have the opportunity to invent the future. Everyone's sitting around saying, imagine this, or this, Everyone talks about moving out. You know, listen, society and civilization starts when we stop running. And that's what we have to start doing. Stop running. Everyone's running away from the problem and thinking it's not going to happen there. It's not going to happen in Pennsylvania or Virginia or some other state. We cannot say.
You guarantee it's happening, because guess what? Everybody else in the other 53 states, according to the president, they're running from New Jersey. 10,000 people a day are leaving New Jersey. And guess where they're showing up?
Yeah.
They're showing up in Kentucky, in Virginia, in South Carolina.
Exactly,
and they're going to say to you, this ain't how we do it home. Here's how we're going to do it here.
Exactly. And this is we cannot forget, guys, this is war. I mean, if they take away my rights by chaining me and putting me in a cell, or they do it through a law that if I don't obey, I'm going to be put in jail. That's a war. Like, one way or another, they're taking away our rights. You know, they're taking away our abilities.
Well, they've been slicing away our rights, a slice at a time.
How much are you going to lose when you can't have 15-round mags? How much are you going to lose when you have to sell half your guns because they classify them as assault weapons?
Everything will be an assault
weapon. We need donations. Yeah. We need it. Listen, here's a letter from Jim R. Anthony, you've always talked about the six non-free states. For months, I've been trying to figure out the sixth state. My analysis always concluded the following: New Jersey, Massachusetts, Maryland, Hawaii, and California. I thought maybe the sixth was New York, but my friends in New York all have unrestricted carry permits. The sixth is New York, because New York County, the five boroughs, is the sixth one. New York State is a little different as you go further north. He says, I've been jealous of them when we're hanging around the Adirondacks because they can and do carry.
Yeah, your latest, it's the Adirondacks.
Yes. Your latest broadcast did mention New York as the sixth state. I was a little surprised it wasn't Connecticut. You can get carry permits in Connecticut.
I have a Connecticut.
Me too. Connecticut just got a little tougher, Jim, because of Newtown and everything, but I have a Connecticut non-resident carry. So he's obviously from New Jersey, because he goes, I can't wait to pump my own gas in New Jersey soon. Sorry, Sweeney won't put it up for a vote. Once our government can trust us to pump our own gas, like 300 million other people, is a step in the right direction. Maybe concealed carry will follow. I'm sending money to recall Sweeney today.
Excellent.
Keep up the good job, Jim R. Thank you, Jim. But yes, New York is the sixth state because of New York County, which is the five boroughs, which you can't get a carry permit unless you know somebody. So thank you for your support.
I have to emphasize to people, like, because the narrative today, it's let's sue so that the boroughs and towns, you know, are get us our permits within 30 days or don't give us any additional forms. I'm not stopping with that. That's not good with me.
That's right. Back in a minute.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise. And although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
So we just had a Supreme Court ruling that said that convicted felons can sell their guns. The Supreme Court ruled on this. And the liberals, excuse me, the progressives went crazy with that. That sounded like a 21-gun salute.
It really
quickly.
Did. That was in
somebody,
a
somebody's
booth
trigger got
here.
Stuck or something.
I guess
anyway,
so.
Anyway, yeah. And so listen, so the progressives went crazy over, but all right, so you're convicted of a crime and you're a felon. Why can't you sell the guns to use the money for your legal fees or something? Why did it get confiscated and dispersed? It's like anything else. If I got caught doing something wrong and my car would get confiscated, why? I'd be able to sell my car, or my
family
be able to sell my car.
Sure.
So they're just innate objects. So bravo to the Supreme Court for allowing that and not having the government seize more property.
And it was a liberal judge.
Yes. I mean, so you can't own the guns anymore.
Right.
Why should the government get to keep them? They should sell them, and it could help your family or your legal fees or whatever. So
not run them through the shredder like they've been doing.
Bravo. Mm-hmm. A gun rights group in New York filed an Oprah request. They wanted to see how many people registered their assault weapons under using the Freedom of Information Act, and less than 5,000 people complied. They estimate 400 to 500,000 people.
500,000.
Possibly a million, but 400.
Hey, big bravo.
400 to 500,000 people own semi-auto rifles that fell under the ban.
You see what I mean about the momentum? This we are so sick and tired of having this crap jammed down our throats. Mm-hmm. So sick and tired of having little duchies set up in our states run by thugs who call themselves politicians who are only interested in enriching themselves and not representing the people, that the people are finally saying, no, you can pass. It's real easy to pass a law that says I have to do this. try to enforce it, listen, it's going to be real hard.
Think about how much easier we have it now, because 200 years ago, you would have to stand up and potentially get killed standing up for your rights.
Today, and people did.
I wish maybe 100 years ago we can tar and feather Sweeney, kick him out of office.
Sorry.
But, you know, we have it easy. We really do have it easy. You know, all we're saying is come down lazy for one afternoon and just go out and collect signatures to now kick this guy out of office.
And the point is, we can do it. And the momentum is there. You're seeing it happen. People are registering by the boatload, which is excellent. We really, really, really need everybody's support. Now we want to take it way to the stratosphere and have, five, like Anthony said, 5,000, 6,000, 10,000 people show up.
Don't assume, don't think, oh, well, Alexander said, they have a huge base already, they have good supporters.
Come out and join us. It's great.
Every signature, every individual counts.
Absolutely.
And this is going to be an exclusive club once you make this happen.
Many hands make light work.
You know, the people that we rely on protecting us, NewJersey.com article today, the state police failing to keep track of its own guns. They had an outside auditing firm come in, and of the 10,008 firearms in the possession of state police, 9% are unaccounted for.
Now, you imagine what would happen if 9% of civilians lost their firearms?
Talking about 900 guns.
Right.
Wow.
900 guns. They don't know where they be.
Yeah, they, oops. Uh-huh. Whoop, sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
You lose one gun.
Yeah.
Watch what happens.
What happens here, like on a monthly or quarterly basis? Don't the state police kick the door in and go through your books line by line to make sure every one of the guns are...
Yes, and the ATF.
And the ATF on top of it.
I can't be missing a gun. No. Now, listen to this. The Capitol Police, who were assigned to guard congressional leaders...
Speaking of losing
they've
guns.
Never listened to Gun for Hire Radio, because we've covered this five times at least. These guys keep leaving their guns in the bathrooms in the House and the Senate. Yeah. In recent months, two guns were left in the bathroom by Capitol Police. One was found by an 18-year-old boy. An eight-year-old boy picked the gun up and brought it out.
Oh.
A loaded gun.
Nice.
Okay.
Awesome.
I'm surprised the Secret Service didn't shoot
him. I talk about this all the time.
Him.
We don't have CCW in New Jersey, but a lot of people have non-resident carry and our listeners out of state. The number one place people inadvertently leave their firearm is in the bathroom.
Right.
That's why I talk about wearing your gun around the house. Getting used to picking
used
it up.
To it. Yes.
If you leave your gun on the back of the commode, on a windowsill, or behind the sink, you are going to forget your gun there.
Right.
When you pull your pants down, your gun should go in the crotch of your underwear. You can't pull your pants up with the gun in the crotch of your underwear.
Right.
It'll be very uncomfortable. Right. And if you have an accidental discharge, it'll be could be fatal and awfully funny.
Yes.
Okay?
It could be.
But it's the number one place people leave their firearms. Again, so these guys are carrying with a holster. My learning for you is to take our Gun for Hire concealed carry class, and you will know about this. We talk about how you can get hung up and, you know, leave your gun somewhere it shouldn't be. So
you shouldn't be hanging it, like you've said a number of times, on the door.
No,
you know, you
no. Somebody will reach over and grab it. Just, you can't leave it in the holster because it'll weep over onto the floor, and somebody in a stall next to you might be able to grab it.
Right. It's funny you say that because one of my friends, he was in a public bathroom on the parkway, and he said a cop came in, you know, was using the stall next to him, and his, you know, when he opened the bell to put his pants down, the gun actually hung into
his stall.
And he goes, I could have easily just grabbed it.
Now, no way he could have, because those are level 3 holsters.
Right.
You have to push forward. You have to push down, forward, and up in one swoop motion for it to unlock. They use a level 3 holster.
Interesting.
And a lot of times it looks like they have a snap over the gun, and that's a dummy snap. It's not part of holding the gun. So he might not have been, but he might have been able to pull the whole thing, the whole rig out from him.
Why risk it?
But as a cop, he should have unholstered that gun, put it in the web of his underwear.
Right.
And, you know, the crotch, and went and did his business and then holstered it back up again.
And we know we have a lot of law enforcement who listen to the show.
Yes, yes. Yeah. So, Alexander, what else you got on that list before we run out of time today?
Oh,
he's going to be on the show again. I better hear good news about donations, volunteers. He better email me in 2 or 3 days and tell me, I got a bagel guy, I got a Dunkin' Donuts guy, I got a bakery guy. Bring second day shit. I don't care. Your mother owns a bakery on Friday. Friday night, go in and grab everything out of the bakery that she was going to get rid of.
Bring
it Saturday. I'll eat a jelly donut today. You can't tell the difference. Homer Simpson taught me that.
That's right.
I mean, one thing we have to understand, people are like, oh, I don't know why, but they reinforce this notion that Sweeney's untouchable because he's a big hotshot.
More reason to knock him off.
Exactly. That's a perfect
reason. He is not king. I mean, this is why we need to make this happen. I mean, it's our obligation to participate in this. It was fun. I was digging up old news articles. I found one from a couple of years ago. And he's bragging about being that he was a bodybuilder and that he was constantly being involved in bar fights. Hmm. And that how now he is the Senate president
he's
and
gone
calling
to hell.
That a success story. But this is just like his mindset, that he was a big, tough guy bodybuilder. Right. He was always in bar fights.
Oh, great
and,
guy.
I mean, but
that's who you want representing
That's who you want representing you. I mean, I know the guys that I was friends with in high school that were always in bar fights in college and you know, always causing trouble. I would not want those people running my state.
Yeah, they're still.
You know?
And well, then that's why the mess that we have in Trenton exists.
Because he's never had a real job.
Right.
And he's making and he's overlooking the policies, the regulations,
the laws.
He went
from being a union thug, strong-arming people into getting union paying their dues to the You're right. He's never had a real job.
I've had a lot of these union guys contact me that are pissed off. You know,
I have to thank you for bringing those cookies in for him.
More cookies. We're cooking.
I have to watch him chew now.
But we can't. Another thing, people are thinking he's untouchable, blah, blah, blah. Don't underestimate political parties to turn their back on anybody. There is no loyalty in politics.
Right. If there is none.
He is becoming such a bad name now, you know, with the gas stuff, with, you know, now the recall under his name. Don't underestimate them to say, listen.
There are more Democrats who hate Sweeney than Republicans.
Probably, I mean, he didn't.
I can guarantee it. I know people in the operatives in the Democratic Party who hate
look how many Democrats are registered in his district compared to the Republicans, and he only still won by a couple thousand votes, 2,700 votes to be exact.
2,700 votes.
Yeah, that's what he won by.
And how many people are pissed at him now? Rutgers alumni, union people.
I've
Hunters,
had people,
the moms, the teachers now.
Yeah.
I mean,
I've had people show up who Sweeney showed up at a function, sort of a quasi-political function. A friend of mine is a big Democrat operative in that particular district. He showed up uninvited, and people shunned him. They literally turned their back on him, walked
That's why
away.
He talks like this.
One way or another, let me clarify. Like, one way or another, this is going to happen. I moved down there. I can't tell you how much time I've been taking off work to make this a reality. The question is are you going to be part of it?
Right.
Are you going to be able to sit there or stand there proudly and say, I made that happen?
Right.
You know, we are now in a better place than we were last year, you know, or the beginning of the summer, whenever we're going to make this happen, than last year.
Absolutely.
I mean, are we going to celebrate 4th of July next year with less rights and then have this illusion that we're, you know, American? No.
Well, we have to make it happen now because we've drawn first blood, right?
Yeah.
So, like you said, you have to, when you go after somebody of power, you need to take them down and make sure they're down, period. He is prime. He doesn't realize it, but he is prime for the taking. His position is prime for the taking.
The
Once everybody else
are
behind him,
up.
Absolutely. The
His, there was another study done by, I think it was Stockton or Seton Hall or something. I have it saved at home, saying that his district is the worst economically improved area of New Jersey.
Yeah.
So he has the least amount of economic growth in his district than any other part
of the
state.
Not his bank account, though.
Not his bank account. Not when he's driving a new Cadillac every year.
Well, he's used to that with the union jobs that he used to have where everybody else in the union was starving to death while he was driving around in a great brand-new luxury car.
RecallSweeney.com. We need volunteers. We need products. We need services. We need food. We need banners. We need printing. We need whatever it takes. We need boots on the ground.
Actually, what we really need right now is a good librarian, a person that can help organize and manage the petitions and the packets to sign them out and make sure they're signed back in when people bring them back.
So an administrative person that's analytical and OCD.
Very good
with
detail.
That. I would love to have someone like that overlooking all of the petitions because we're going to have approximately over 1,000 packets of petitions with walk lists.
Great.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, Knappen, July 10th, after his big win, you want to come and take Knappen's law seminar. Urban Pistol 3, June 7th in Easton. Our test drives, carry test drive, classic test drive, belt fed test drive, carbine test drive, big rig test drive, shotgun test drive, all in July. We have a new cane class and a pen class. The last pen class sold out. This one's July 18th. Ladies only. We have 4 seats left. July 18th, Cane Class, 3 o'clock. The last Cane Class sold out again. Come on down. Thank you. RecallSweeney.com. RecallSweeney.com. My big hitters out there, start cutting checks.
Oh, no. You did it again. You wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gunfire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, and licensed Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Berardi. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer, Anthony Calandro, the president of the New Jersey Second Amendment Society, Alexander Rubin, RecallSweeney.com, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we do thank you so much for listening. Remember, each one reach one. Inflict the pain of listening to Gun for Hire Radio on someone you know and love. Springtime is sprung, so it's time to get your I Will Not Comply t-shirt. You can find them at gunforhire.com/store. And speaking of I Will Not Comply, you'll get an I Will Not Comply bumper sticker for a very limited time if you buy two or more lipstick bodyguards from lipstickbodyguard.com. Winston and I do appreciate you listening, don't you, buddy? Have a great and safe Memorial Day weekend, and we'll see you guys next week. From sea to Bushan Sea.